CDC spokeswoman Barbara Reynolds says 3 days into the government shutdown, the vast majority of the center's programs have been shuttered.
We have world-renowned scientists who have been told that they can't read their email, can't answer their phone, can't boot up their laptop.
Reynolds says about 9,000 CDC employees nationwide have been furloughed, around 6,000 of which are in the Atlanta area. There are some working in CDC offices nationwide and in Atlanta that aren't affected by the furloughs. Reynolds says they're part of the Commissioned Corps, a federal uniformed service of doctors and scientists paid out of the federal coffers not affected by the shutdown. Reynolds says with the bare-bones staff, the CDC's ability to research and prevent emerging diseases is hampered.
Those are important programs that help protect Americans and keep them safe, and we're not being able to do that because the immediate threat isn't apparent.
She says most at risk is the center's ability to detect and research foodborne diseases.
We have a patchwork of surveillance where we're doing the disease detection across the country, and that patchwork right now has great big holes in it.
Allison is a furloughed CDC employee who works in the policy department. She didn't want to give her last name, but she says the shutdown frustrates her and her coworkers.
For myself, but also my colleagues, you just feel insulted. Like, you work really hard, you try to keep Americans safe.
With her husband unemployed, Allison says she's, quote, the main breadwinner for her family. And she says she doesn't have a lot of savings.
You know, I don't know how long it's going to last, how I'm going to get my bills paid.
Until the shutdown ends, Allison says she plans to look for other work. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.